You're listening to Atheistically Speaking.
Hello and welcome to Atheistically Speaking. This is episode 299, and I'm your host, Thomas Smith. Okay, well, I've got a little explaining to do. As you'll recall, last week was the interesting discussion between me, Eli, and Mike and Dustin. I was pretty negative on it, and I wasn't sure if I was going to post part two. Well, here's what I'm doing. I would say the response on that, because I asked you guys what you thought, what you wanted me to do, I would say the response was about 4-1 in favor of posting part two. And I'm a little surprised. But here's the thing. There were a lot of people saying no. There were a lot of people saying it wasn't useful. It wasn't like my show. They had really good reason. The people who said no had great reasons, but they were overwhelmed by the people who said yes. So I invite you to think about what you would do in that situation. It's kind of an interesting situation to be in. What I've decided to do is compromise a little bit, because if I wanted to just please the most people, I would just play part two, and it does get really... And a lot of people who listened to the full version, by the way, patrons said, you know what, post part two, it was fascinating. But it's really raw toward the end. It really... Here's the thing, though. I think it ultimately was a little more useful than I might have made out. I think I was pretty negative on this discussion based on the end of it, based on how Eli reacted. Eli was, you can even hear him, if you already heard the full version, in the end he's saying, don't put this online. He was very negative on it. I don't blame him. But I've decided to compromise by talking a bit about the discussion and then just playing some of it, like some of part two. I didn't edit much. I edited here and there, but I'm only playing a portion of the part two. The end, the last 40 minutes is just worthless. I mean, it just repeats and goes to a different subject that's not worthwhile and doesn't go anywhere. So it's not worth it, but I should have been a little more. So here's the thing. Someone on Facebook was actually kind of upset with me for being so negative about the recording. And I think this is interesting. This is a very interesting thing. So they were in disbelief that I would think my job is to discourage people from listening, because I did discourage people from listening to the whole thing. I really did. But here's what I want to say. The person was in disbelief. They said, you're actually telling me your job is to do that rather than to promote your podcast and make me want to listen to it. And what I wanted to say and what I want to tell you guys is, actually, I do think the answer is yes. I think my job, I look at my job, and feel free to accuse me of getting a little high-minded here, but I really believe this. I look at my job as to be honest. Like, there really is it. I'm me. I'm honest. That's what I want to do. Overall, I'm not going to pretend. I'm not good at lying or pretending. I'm not going to try to sell you something that I'm not sure on. And I just wasn't sure how useful this discussion was. Now, it sounds like it actually was kind of useful. It sounds like it was. And maybe I should have recognized that. Maybe I should have recognized that while it did go off the rails, while the participants were sometimes belligerent, definitely cursing way too much. By the way, there's plenty of cursing in this show. I warn you again ahead of time, by one guest in particular, but all of us to a certain extent. But despite that, I do think it's useful to look at what happens when you try to engage the other side, because it is true that I am quite critical of people like Dave Rubin and plenty of others who have people on their show and don't challenge them, you know, because I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in, personally, that's not what I'm interested in doing. I'm interested in challenging people if I can. Here's another criticism a few people had, and I accept. They said I didn't set up the Facebook stuff enough. I'm sorry about that. I didn't think that was that important, because I thought we just were kind of talking. Anything we referenced we read, I thought, for the most part. Eli read a lot of the exchange. I didn't really want to just talk about the Facebook exchange, and I think that's why I didn't really set it up that way. I wanted to talk about the issues, and you'll see in today's episode, what I really wanted to talk about most of all was the false equivalence, in my view, between Trump and Hillary. And that's what has led to most of my problems with the other side of whatever that is of this, with the side of not voting, with the side of voting third party, with the side of throwing up your hands and saying, "Oh man, they're both so bad." I mean, that to me, that's what killed me about this election, because I think it's absurd. And that's what I did, you'll see in this clip, in these clips today, we got to argue with specifically Mike about that. And you'll get to see what happens when you try to argue with somebody like that and when you pursue it. I think it'll be quite instructive. I undersold this. I also, real quick, I want to apologize. I named this episode slightly differently. I apologize. I just didn't want people who were already writing off the fact that they didn't want to hear part two. I didn't want them to just automatically skip this without playing it. I'm terribly sorry if that offends anybody, but I just kind of wanted to get some attention so that I'd have a chance to explain my thoughts to you. And you can still feel free to skip, obviously. If you're dedicated to not hearing part two, you don't have to. But I wanted the chance to at least have you push play. So I apologize for that bit of trickery there. I hope you'll forgive me. As regards the Facebook stuff, I do want to say, I can't believe it took me until now to figure this out. If you want to friend me on Facebook, I made myself a little custom URL. Turns out anyone can do this. I just didn't think about it. So, hey, if you want to friend me on Facebook, it's really fun. I'm telling you, I love interacting with listeners in this way. It's seriously, I love it. It's a profile just for that. People message me, people comment, it's really fun. And I'm on it. You know, I monitor it all day. So if it's a place you want to talk to me, it's actually a pretty good place. Facebook.com/ThomasPodcast. Obviously THOMAS podcast. If you go to Facebook.com/ThomasPodcast, that's the profile. So you won't have to search. You won't have to do all that, any of that weird stuff. And you can send me a friend request there. I don't accept people who look like spam, but if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you're not spam. I don't think spam listens to my podcast. Facebook.com/ThomasPodcast. Hey, send me a friend request. If you're a listener, I'll happily accept it. I'm excited to be able to talk to you in that way, and it'll be easier to follow along if this ever happens in the future. But I do promise I will try to set things up. If they are based on a Facebook exchange, like with Smalley, I made that PDF. I put it on the site. With this, I didn't think we were going to talk about that, so I didn't do that. So my apologies for that. Okay, I promise just two more things before I get to the actual clips, but you're going to love this. Oh my Lord, who doesn't exist, you are going to love this. So remember last week, oh, this is so good. You're going to love this. Last week, I mentioned that Cecil had done an edit for part two. Do you remember when I said that? I was like, oh, I haven't listened to it yet. Cecil did an edit for part two. Turns out that wasn't entirely accurate. Cecil sent me something labeled the, you know, what he salvaged from part two. And I had never played it because I was so damn busy trying to get this figured out and opening arguments on my shows. I hadn't played it. He listened to part one. He sent me a text that said, dude, you need to listen to part two that I sent you. So here it is. I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play the whole thing for you. Ready? Here's Cecil's part two.
I voted all the reason in the world for larger. I'm not saying you're Dustin. I want to have a conversation with Dustin.
How did work?
How does that not?
Okay.
The racist, but not his message of anti-PC culture. Presidency.
The fuck was that?
Coming on the Gay Theist Manifesto and all that shit.
I don't know what any of that means. So he had just sent me a joke file that was all the stupid noise in the background that somebody was making the whole time. And I had thought he had done a part two. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I'm so glad that he texted me to listen to that. Oh, it is so great. Thank you, Cecil. I can't stop laughing about this. It was so funny. So that's Cecil's version of part two, but now you're going to hear my version. But one more, final, quick announcement. And that is that you may have noticed we're on episode 299. I am doing an episode 300 spectacular. I've invited all my favorite guests. So amazing. It's so great. My favorites. I've got, in no particular order, as I don't want to offend anybody. I've got Scathing Atheist. I've got all of Scathing Atheist. Eli, Noah, Heath. I've got Cognitive Distance, Tom and Cecil. I've got Andrew. I've got Ishmael. I've got Jake Farr Wharton. I've got recording. I did mini episodes with all of them. It's a gigantic, huge episode 300 spectacular. It's hours and hours of content. I might do an episode 300 three-parter, and there's also a big announcement, moderately big announcement coming in episode 300. So look forward to that on Thursday, at least part one of that. But I'm very excited about it, and I want to thank all those esteemed guests for joining me, because it's really cool for them to take time out of their day to come celebrate episode 300. 300, guys, can you believe that? I still can't. All right, announcements over. Let's get over to the first. I'm going to play a little clip, and I told you last week that I apologized to Dustin. I've actually got the clip. I'm going to play it just to make sure, just to make it more public. I did apologize. I grant you it was a caveated apology, but here, I'll just play it for you. Here it is. I'm like Eli in that I really interpreted what you were doing as making fun of me, and I was happy to give it back at you. If it's true that you really didn't intend that, then yes, I'm sorry that I mocked you back. If that's really what your intention was, both Eli and I didn't, and other people in the thread didn't read your intention that way. So, I mean, you can see maybe how we were confused, yeah. But really, like if that was truly what you had in your heart, I'm sorry. I apologize. So that's that. Now, the next thing I want to move on to, this is where we finally, I think, tried to get into the issues. And again, this is what I wanted to get to the whole time, but it took a while and it was surrounded by a lot of crap, but I think it's very instructive. This is when we finally tried to get a response as to why Hillary and Trump are equal in any way, and how bad they might be, anything like that. And there's some other stuff we talk about, but here's the next clip, and it's pretty much the rest of the clips that I'm playing are all related. I'll probably just stop introducing them and play the rest of the recording. Okay, so now there are two sort of separate things that we were going to talk about, the idea that the left and right are equivalent in their far left, far right thing, but we can jump to this if you want. Yes, it's true that some people maybe call all Trump voters racist. I don't know about you, Eli. I'll speak for myself. I don't think that all Trump voters are racist or all Trump voters are sexist. I think that they actively ignored horrible, horrible things said by their candidate that really should have been deal breakers. And that in itself is somewhat questionable. That's somewhat racist or sexist.
Thomas, I'm going to interrupt you because I've had this conversation dozens and dozens of times. So I'm going to plant a flag early on, and I'm going to make two predictions. The first is me and Thomas are about to start talking about overturning Roe versus Wade and gay conversion therapy and HB2 and the very real legal practical consequences of the far right. And in response, we're going to get, yeah, but some people say X, or this YouTuber does this, or this. We're going to hear about a series of unempowered individuals' bad behavior. And the second prediction is, even though I just said that, that is still going to happen.
I think that I could bring in like some like ABC and some CNN, and I can bring in some quotes from some pretty good politicians saying that a lot of people voted for a lot of different reasons. And I would say that I also wouldn't make an agreement between the far left and the far right exactly. I would say that they kind of feed into each other in kind of a feedback loop.
But Dustin, you made it pretty clear, I think both of you in the Facebook posts, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, that it is sort of a 50-50 thing. Maybe you're more like 51-49. For me, it's about The far right is, on a scale of 1 to 10 problematic, I'll say like a 8. And the far left is like a 2. So that's where I'm coming from. Maybe a 3, depending on the day.
Well, if that, you know, 2 on the far left is pushing more people into the alt-right, empowering them, do you think those are some issues that we should maybe try to address?
No, well... How is it?
If it were true, doing that? Yes,
yeah.
It would be something to address.
Okay,
but wouldn't it be offset by the idea that the far right can push people into the far left, and so it'd be a feedback loop, it'd be infinite.
Right? Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah, man. So I think we should try to stop feeding into their stuff. You know what I mean? Like, let them come this way. Stop. Like, okay.
Okay. Hold on. Ignore that for a sec. Let's all get our numbers out here. I want to know what you actually think. I want to actually pin you down to some actual stances. Let's ignore the feeding into the far right, because that's sort of a recursive thing that is, you can quantify it really. Let's say just in terms of whenever one side is in power, when the right is in power, which they are now, once Trump assumes the presidency, what is the far right going to accomplish versus when the left was in power, what is the far left going to accomplish, and how is that going to affect people in our country? For me, the far right is like an 8 or a 9, far left is like a 3. I want to know what you think. Is it 10 and 10? Is it, you know, what do you think?
I would say that in this specific, like when they're in power, how much damage are they going to do? I'm going to say that the far right would definitely cause more damage. I wouldn't argue with that at all.
Let me get Mike's answer then too. Mike, what do you think?
I would call them both 5 and 5.
Both 5 and 5. Okay, fair. Let's argue about that. So we're back to false equivalence between far left and far right. Whatever. We'll go with that. So why do you think it's a 5 and 5, Mike?
I think it's a 5 and 5 because what it does is, you say false equivalency.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a false dichotomy. You have on both ends. So no matter who you're talking to, no matter what rhetoric you're speaking, you have extremes and you have a center. Now, the center is going to be quiet and the extremes are going to be fucking loud. We're hearing this on the right with the super evangelical fucking homophobic racist assholes. And we're hearing this on the far left from the super fucking anti-white dude, anti-fucking cisgender people. I pay attention to both sides.
Yes, but the right is making laws and the left is not. HB2
because they're
exists.
In power.
What? The left has been in power.
They've been in power in the fucking presidency.
They've been kind of handcuffed.
What blocked ACA?
Nothing.
Yeah, but
ACA
there was no like kill white people law that the Republican Congress voted down.
HB2 exists.
When was the last kill black people law?
Okay,
no, but there's, well, you know, we're doing the equivalent. So you just said your equivalent is real anti-white, anti. So when, what's the anti-white, anti-cis law that the Republicans prevented because they were actually controlling the Congress?
Yeah, where's the balance?
There hasn't been any because it's not a fucking extreme, dude. HB2 was only enabled to be enacted because we had far right fucking legislators.
Right, and I'm asking you you said it's 5 and 5, so I'm asking you, what is the equivalency?
They haven't had power, dude. When you go to universities, for instance, you're looking at, what was it, the fucking bridge blocking. That's racism.
Bad behavior,
dude,
of individuals.
Okay, that's beautiful. They haven't had fucking power to enact anything.
What do you think the left would have enacted?
If they could?
Yeah.
Legalized discrimination?
I think the far left would do like reparations and things, and I think they talk a lot of animosity.
I want you to describe to me who it is among the empowered left you have heard talking about legalizing discrimination, right? It's okay if you don't have a source. We can look it up later.
Empowered or popular?
Empowered. Again, remember my prediction at the beginning?
None of them are empowered because they don't hold fucking power, dude.
So the president is not empowered.
Obama is not or left. Obama's a centrist.
Well, then maybe you guys understand why I'm, and same with Hillary. Let's talk about Hillary, because this is all framed in the 2016 election. This is where this all this strife comes from, because your guys' side of things is that why are you so you're voting for Jill Stein shows a clear, in my opinion, lack of insight and a lack of appreciation for what a threat Trump is. If you're going to tell me you would have voted Hillary, but you're not in a swing state, so you wanted to vote, then and I don't know what we're doing here. If that's what you're going to tell me.
I'm in Florida. Of course I'm a swing state.
Yeah.
You voted for Jill Stein in Florida?
So you are the worst example of this.
You want to know why I voted for Jill Stein?
Sure.
Yes.
Because I want to empower other women and let them know that they have a chance at the fucking presidency. But I refuse to vote for Hillary fucking Clinton.
Yeah, so that's the important part. That would be so.
You knowingly handed the president swing state to a man who brags about sexual assault to empower women.
He brags about kissing women without their consent and grabbing them by their pussy when they let them.
No, actually. He doesn't grab about. He says you just.
I saw the fucking video.
We all saw it. Everybody saw it.
I just kiss. I don't ask. When you're rich, they let you do anything. Grab him by the pussy.
Yeah.
Not asking.
I get it. To me, the sexual assault is fucking kissing somebody without consent, kind of like licking someone's. I'm gonna stop.
No, we're supposed to talk about it. I mean, fuck it.
So. You really don't see Trump's sexism as an issue. So this is what's important to talk about.
That's why I didn't vote for fucking Trump, because he's a piece of shit too.
Your vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Trump.
I want women to know that they actually have a
Here's what women know from your vote for Jill Stein. They know that Trump won Florida and now he's president. So that's what they know. That's what you're voting
for. They know that somebody fucking voted for Jill fucking Stein.
And they're fucking pissed at that person for handing us President Trump.
Yeah, well, you know what they can do? Lick my salty ass left testicle. That's what they can fucking do. Because I'm not voting for a goddamn fucking normal. I'm sorry.
Just admit you don't care about women.
Yeah, that
don't
is what's happening.
I do. That's women. Why I voted fucking Jill Stein.
And then say they can lick your testicle.
If I didn't care about women, I would not have fucking voted. I voted specifically to let women know that there are people behind them that will fucking support them in their goddamn presidential run.
You knew Jill Stein couldn't win. You were in a swing state.
Of
the
course.
Green
and
Party
I also
itself
knew,
told you.
I also knew that fucking Florida is not going to fucking Hillary, dude.
Oh, you knew and that? Not, oh, wow.
Oh, you knew that?
That's incredible.
Fuck yeah, have you? Do you live in Florida? Do you know how Florida is? Do you live in fucking Florida? I know how Florida is. I live in Miami.
What date did you use?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I go off Nate Silver's polling data. What data do you use?
Nate Silver?
Oh, Jesus.
So the idea that you knew Florida was going to go for Trump is pretty absurd, because no one knew that and it was incredibly close. It was the closest thing that could have been.
No, I only know that because I live in Florida.
Oh, okay. So everybody lived in Florida knew.
No. I've seen all of the disenfranchised people, and I've seen all the people in the University of Miami, in Florida International University, all the fucking schools down here and all the fucking polling places down here, people were literally telling me, I don't need to vote because Hillary's going to win. And that's the best way to lose a fucking election. If you think that you don't need to vote because the candidate that you want is going to win
you
hands down.
You just said you voted for Jill Stein because you knew Hillary wasn't going to win. It's
you
the
threw
same
away
logic.
Your vote.
Yeah, I did. And the reason that I knew that is because everybody that I knew that initially intended on voting for fucking Hillary decided not to vote because they were convinced she was going to win.
So you voted for Jill Stein to contribute to the problem?
No, I voted for Jill Stein to let women know that there are people that will back them.
No one is going to remember that Jill Stein existed. They're going to remember that Donald fucking Trump got to the White House because of people like you who didn't vote for Hillary.
You know Hillary Clinton is a woman, right? Voting for the one who could have won is a really good way to saying you support women.
She's also against almost everything I fucking believe in.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine to say I didn't vote for Hillary because you believe in women. Okay, yeah, just have a moment of intellectual honesty and say I don't like Hillary Clinton.
Shut the fuck up. You cannot project.
You literally just made the claim that you knew Florida was coming because of disenfranchised people of Florida. You are an idiot. You have no data. You have
She lost by 120,000 votes. That's nothing. I don't know how you can say that you know that.
This is definitely how you get people to vote for your side. Like screaming
We need to talk about why on earth you think Hillary and Donald Trump were equivalent. I think that's the important part. So
we're gonna move on from the intuiting that Florida was gonna lose and the third party.
No, that's
absurd. We're gonna ignore all that.
That's absurd, Mike. I'm sorry. That's an absurd argument. You didn't know.
That's so absurd. That's so ignorant. Like, you know that you don't just get to be like, fuck you. I'm not your stepdad, right? I'm not trying to get you to have an ice cream with me while I drill your
phone. No, you know what? You know what I do get to say? Fuck you. That's what I get to say because I don't like either of them. I fucking hate Trump. I fucking hate Hillary. Both of them are fucking giant fucking piles of shit. No matter what we were going to do, we were fucked. So I threw my fucking vote behind a third party and behind a woman to encourage
This is the contradiction in what you're saying, because you're mistaken if you think that they're a toss-up. If you think that Trump and Hillary are a toss-up, we should argue about that, because it's incredible. The only way you could think that that both they are a toss-up and you need to support Jill Stein because she's a woman, that is astronomically contradictory to me, because one of the candidates, Donald Trump, to give you a hint ahead of time, was the one who talked openly about sexually assaulting women and literally...
Hillary fucking...
What, sent an email?
Intimidated. No, she fucking intimidated and threatened women that her husband fucking sexually assaulted. Big fucking deal.
She didn't.
I don't care about...
She didn't. She just didn't. We've all read that news story. It's a cursory Google. What are we doing? Why are we engaging at this level of conversation? This conversation should have ended when the answer was suck my salty left nut. That was your real answer. You voted for Jill Stein because you don't care. Okay?
No,
so stop pretending
I
you do.
Don't
the answer
like
is fuck
either.
You.
Fucking,
okay.
The reason I vote, don't you put fucking words in my fucking mouth. Don't you put reasoning behind my fucking reason.
Oh, there is no
reason
behind your decision. Trust me.
No, well, what you effectively did might be different than your reasons.
My reasons might, in your opinion, be flawed, but they are my fucking reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, you might have voted for Jill Stein in the hope that each woman in America would get $90,000 cash. The fact that you're wrong matters.
Yeah, the fact that you're wrong matters. Let me put it this way. If
I want to drive this home. Sorry.
Sure,
Thomas,
sure.
I just want to drive this home. Michael, you understand that the fact that you're wrong matters, right?
How am I wrong?
Yeah, that's what we should argue about.
Thomas, go ahead. You explain to Michael while he's wrong.
Okay, well, here's what I was going to say. If get into Mike's mindset, if it was in a weird world, Donald Trump versus Donald Trump, and then you also could vote Jill Stein, okay, I get that why you would vote Jill Stein. But that's wrong. Like, it wasn't Donald Trump versus Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. You're making the equivalence... that's the key thing you're wrong about, Mike, is this false equivalence between Trump and Hillary. One, you can argue that she might have said some bad things about women in the 90s or something. You can feel free to bring up examples if you want. The other had multiple people
committed sexual assault back in what, the early 2000s, when all he said was they let you. Okay, I get it. But my reasoning is my fucking reasoning, dude.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. No, that's fine. I'm not, I don't even care. I know that your reasoning is you think they're 50-50 roughly. And that's fucking mess. That's wrong. That's what I'm arguing with. Okay. Can we get to that point in the argument? Like let's argue about why it's insanity to me to think that Trump and Hillary are anywhere comparable. Let's even forget about the Trump being a misogynist. Because that's not the only reason not to vote for him. What about the policies? Were you really so unconcerned about a President Trump with a Republican Congress and all that? You're so unconcerned about that that you can view it as a 50-50 between him and Hillary and vote and throw your vote away, completely knowingly throw your vote away and give it to Trump.
Oh, no. That's why I voted against him.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, skipping that. Why? What about their policy?
So you were not. I did not throw a fucking vote away, dude.
Oh, yes, so I sign voted, one.
No, I voted in hopes that the third party.
Did you throw a vote away? Did Clinton win? I mean, like Hurley. I get that she lost and there was no chance of her winning. I get that, but like, it's not exactly like if your person you voted for didn't win.
Clinton got the popular vote for a reason, dude.
Like everybody has their own reasons, and like you know, I don't agree with Mike's reasons for voting this way. I don't think it makes him a bad person. I don't think that like yelling at people that voted for Jill Stein and calling them idiots is creating the good in the world.
Okay.
You know, I think fair. That might be causing a little bit of damage and hurting some
Dustin,
feelings, guys.
Fair. Let's talk about the, okay. Can we all, let's all agree on one thing here. Let's see if we can agree on one thing. Okay. Mike's view that that Trump and Hillary are something of equally bad is responsible for him voting for Jill Stein. Can we establish that yeah. if he viewed Hillary
and they're equally bad and they're equally bad okay, for nope, different nope. reasons?
That's fine. Let's just so we're
Trump's
established
a misogynistic,
on that.
Misogynistic, racist, fucking
quiet,
piece
let
of
me,
shit.
Quiet. Let me just establish this. that view. We can all agree that his false equivalent, in my view, but we'll say equivalence. We'll just say his equivalence between those candidates is what's responsible for him voting that way. So let's fucking talk about that because that's all that matters right now. So that's why I asked the question, Mike. There's a lot that goes into this false equivalence because I would even say this.
False equivalence.
Okay. There's a lot that goes into this equivalence calculation that you're making. And I would even say this, even if it was literally Donald Trump Republican versus someone with the exact same horrible personality, but a Democrat, I still would vote for the Democrat in Florida. Like why would you not do that? So let's argue about policy, I guess. Like what?
Because
how is Hillary as bad as Trump? Just that's the question.
There's 100 different reasons this doesn't make sense. So those are I was going for one. You can go for the other, but we should talk about one at a time.
Well, if we continue on how Hillary is as bad as Trump, then we'll be here for fucking hours.
Oh no, I would love to hear the reasons. Just give me two or three.
Then we can talk about
that. Yeah, let's do it.
If you want to hear all my reasons for not liking Hillary,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I want to hear why she's as bad as Trump. I don't know what I know why I don't like Hillary. Right? I thought she overplayed.
Because I have family in the military that would be fucking sent out right now to fight a useless fucking oil war, so that she can secure her goddamn income. Okay, I have family right now that live in third world countries that she's fucked over bad. Okay? There's reasons I didn't vote for Hillary. There's reasons I didn't vote for Trump.
No, let's talk about these Hillary ones. So those are important. So you really think... What? No, this is important. I want to get to this false equivalence. Go ahead.
Okay. The only thing I will say, and you can go ahead, try to push me on this, because I'm not trying to have this fucking 3.5 hour conversation. I've had it too many times. There's reasons I vote against Hillary. There's reasons I voted against Trump.
No, you already said that.
What are they, Mike? What are the reasons?
No. He already gave us reasons. I want to talk about them. You okay, really
I'm sorry.
Think?
I dazed out.
No, that's okay. I don't know why Mike interrupted me. I wanted to talk about what he just said. You really think that she is going to go to war like President Hillary? Let's just say that happens. You believe she's going to go to war to secure oil? Is that what you've said? What's your evidence for that?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your evidence for that?
I wouldn't say, if I can interject here, I'm sorry. I wouldn't say that she would go to war over oil. You know, I think that her no-fly zone over Aleppo, like I'm pretty sure there have been, you know, generals and things coming out that would very likely push us into a serious conflict with Russia and kind of crank up a Cold War or even a hot war with them. That we would likely have to shoot down some of their planes, which I don't think would go well. You know, and I think that is at least something to consider that when I woke up after the election, Putin came out and said that he wants to work on U.S. relations and Trump wants to work on U.S. relations. And I think it's better to get along with all the people with the giant bomb that we can. And maybe I misunderstand all of that, man.
I'm going to address your points in a second. I want to go back to Michael's. Michael, okay. You have made the claim that
Hillary would start a war for oil.
Okay, yeah, go I got you. Hillary would start a war for oil. Gotcha.
What is your evidence for that?
Why does Hillary want, I don't know, I'll go with the alt-right, the no-fly zone over Syria, which, by the way, is in the Huffington Post.
I said a war for oil. What is your evidence that she would start a war for oil?
Okay. What is Hillary's reason for wanting a no-fly zone over Syria?
Well, because it's a complicated conflict, and that's her idea of what might be the best way to resolve a bloody Syrian civil war. Yes. Like a horrible, bloody situation that people are dying. She has an interpretation of what would be the best way to fix that. Oh, you know. Okay, go ahead. You tell us then. Why did you ask us?
Tell us. Yeah, tell us.
Because if we can secure a no-fly zone over Syria, then we can secure their oil supplies. As of right now, the reason that Russia is so fucking touchy about that is because of the fucking oil route through Syria.
What is your source for this, Michael?
Huffington Post.
Not only that, when's the part where we somehow get their oil? Because right now, the U.S., the oil price is plummeted. Like, oil's not even, for OPEC, it's not even
for
profitable.
Us,
we have already, like, we're now creating, drilling for more oil.
Are you going to send us a Huffington Post article, or am I just supposed to search Huffington Post?
I will go ahead and link it to you, or you can Google Huffington
Post. You have a headline?
Hillary Clinton goes all in on Syria.
Who is she doing? I want to know, who's she doing this for? So how does she get the oil? Step one is she does the no-fly zone. What step does she get? What? Does she get money? Do her corporate interests get money or something? How does that work?
Yeah. It secures the oil supplies that we already have, supplying the fucking EU, supplying the European Union, stopping Russia from getting oil through Syria to the EU benefits her.
How does that benefit her?
There's nothing in this article about oil.
Because Russia, hold on, Hillary Clinton forcefully defended her support for a no-fly zone over Syria, third presidential committee, by the time she was president, moderator, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. Here's where I'm coming from.
No. Let him read through the article, because I'm just reading through it now.
He'll read. I'll say something. That's fine. I'll say something. I actually disagree with the no-fly zone. That's fine. I agree with Dustin that it's something to look at. Like, that's a position to look at. But why on earth would you think that she's not just trying to help end a horribly bloody conflict that's claimed, I don't know how many lives, it's in the hundreds of thousands or whatever, and causing a horrible refugee crisis? Why on earth would you think, and two, why would, if that, this is really the reason she wants to do that, why would she have advertised it? Why would she have made this a campaign promise? Why would, you know, like, isn't that foolish? Wouldn't she just, if she really wanted to get the oil, she would have campaigned on something like different and then just done the no-fly zone once she was in power, right? In order to, for the no-fly zone to be a campaign promise, it would have to make sense from a humanitarian point of view.
Do you know what the Iran-Iraq-Syria pipeline called the Friendship Pipeline is? It's also called the Islamic Gas Pipeline.
Okay,
go on. Fox News and shit like that.
Continue.
Yeah, what does that mean? Well, what does that have to do
with
that? This is not in this Post article.
No, because I actually bothered digging deeper.
Oh my God.
Mike. You remember I asked for the source and he was like, Huffington Post. And I was like, all right, tell me the article. And then I went and I was like, hey man, there's nothing about oil.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just her doubling down on the no-fly zone. That's all it is. The reasoning behind that.
I just need someone to tell me that they hear what's going on.
The
Thomas.
Reasoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reasoning
I hear you.
Is deeper. You're taking everything at like some fucking.
No, I think I just made a really good point, which is that there's clearly a humanitarian version of the reasoning for this. Otherwise, she wouldn't have campaigned on it.
Yeah, there is.
If this is sinister motives, she would have just done it secretly.
Well, that's why you need to look at both ends. that's
I need to look.
I looked at the source you gave.
The only reason that I'm going against Hillary is because what she's against is what's called the friendship pipeline.
She's against it.
Yeah,
I thought she was trying to secure it. So sorry. Well, go ahead.
What is your source?
She's trying to prevent it. She's trying to secure it for our own uses. I mean, that's beneficial to the United States, yes, but it's gonna take a shitload of money out of fucking Iraq, Syria, and fucking Lebanon and Iran and all sorts of fucking places.
We need sources for this because you know why this is important. Here's my view on a lot of what happened with the right and even some of the left, and clearly what however you would characterize yourself, and maybe even both of you, what happened with, I guess, I don't know, third party voters or independents, whatever, however you guys would classify yourselves.
Left of right.
Sure.
Or
sure.
Left of center. Sorry.
What happened?
Registered Democrat. I mean.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so what has happened with this equivalency that's going on is there's a whole lot of pretending, there's a whole lot of assuming to know some sinister motives behind some source that so far you haven't produced, that's a bad reason why she's doing one of her positions, when we have to keep in mind what we're measuring against. We're measuring against Donald Trump, who has said he's going to build a wall, who has said he's going to have a Muslim registry, who has said he's going to do all these things.
He can't fucking do that.
Can. And not only that, he's a reckless person who could very easily bomb somebody at the drop of a hat. The idea that somehow Hillary's the bigger risk for conflict, we need to measure all these things.
Fucking risk, dude. Pence is the biggest risk.
There you go. That's even worse.
That's why I'm mad that fucking Trump won, is because Pence is the biggest risk.
Well, you know why he won is because people voted for people other than Hillary in Florida. Well, it's people like you. And there's people like you who thought they had these conspiracy theory motives for why she wants a no-fly zone, when the very easy, ostensible reason is just she wants maybe people to stop dying. I disagree, by the way. I disagree with the no-fly zone. But I don't. It's a weird thing to think she would campaign on something that's just an oil-grabbing thing when her motivation is really that. Like, I think she would just campaign on something else. This is what happened. I mean there's this.
That,
we built this false fucking
claim. That is just a provably false claim that we proved false right now, right here. We all... together,
yeah.
As friends.
Should we go to another claim?
Google the friendship pipeline.
Should we go to another claim about why she's just as bad? This is important.
I have something I want to dig into, guys, real quick, because maybe I misunderstand this, and maybe you can help me. I think the whole thing with a Muslim registry, like registering all the Muslims in kind of like a Nazi Jew style. I'm reading, and I read it earlier today, this ABC news article called "What Trump Has Said About a Muslim Registry." And the official stance right now is that they never advocated for a registry. ABC says a little later in the article that there might have been a misunderstanding where he didn't quite understand a question they asked about a registry. And he, you know, was kind of affirmative on it, but he also talked about the wall and shit. So it might have just been him being dodgy, fucking, you know, shitty Donald Trump. But the official thing that they're pushing now is to reinstate a registry of people that migrate from high terrorist eras that was installed by Bush and was continued by Obama until 2011, where it was stopped and called redundant. Reince Priebus just said, when asked about the Muslim registry, he just said, "We're not ruling anything out." A Trump surrogate was on Fox News with Megyn Kelly, favorably comparing it to the internment camps for Japanese people during World War II.
I've been saying that, and that's terrible shit.
That's
I
fucking support moron. The guy.
And thank you for clarifying, because apparently ABC News has really misled me here.
Here's the thing. I don't know. You might be right. But how weird is it that we're not sure? Like, we can't get a clear view.
I agree.
On whether Trump wants to register people in a way favorably, comparing it to as a surrogate did to the internment camps. And it's not as though that's. I mean, that was just one of the examples I brought up. There are a lot of examples with Trump's positions.
Right. I just wanted to see if I understood that particular one.
While Mike is doing research to find this friendship pipeline, Dustin, what are some of the reasons that you viewed them as? Because you voted third party as well, right?
No, man. I voted. Yeah, man. Like I am not against a Clinton presidency exactly. I wasn't thrilled. Like I said, I'm a registered Democrat, man. I'm not as scared as everyone else is about it. Like, I know things are going to go rough, man, but, you know, like, to just put it in my perspective, I've seen some shit. I'm sure I'll see some shit, and I will keep going.
Do you understand why people might be scared? Sure. Do you think it's irrational, given that this is here's the thing about Trump.
I'll say this. My gay friend at work came up to me and asked me if he should be worried about being put into an internment camp for being gay or being black. And I was like, you know, man, I don't really think you should be worried about
that. No, he shouldn't be worried about being put into an internment camp. Sure, people can get carried away. Liberals get carried away. Right, sure. But that's just, should I worry about that? Well, maybe not. Should I worry about marriage equality? Well, yes. Should I worry about visitation rights all the shit that Pence wants to do that he'll easily be able to accomplish? Yes, you should worry about that. Sure, people can get carried away, but there's very real danger here.
Here's what you should have told your friend. You should have told your friend that dying couples had their rights to visit each other appealed 3 times in a row by the current vice president of the United States. The man who has the ear of the most powerful man in the world and is a heartbeat away from being the most powerful man in the world, passed the most activist anti-gay legislature in the last 100 years.
And that's why he terrifies me.
Not panic, but understand the huge, huge problem. So when you say, like, I'm not that worried, I'm telling you, you should be worried. This is not politics as usual. The shit you have seen.
This is unprecedented.
Right?
This is the thing about Trump. He's unprecedented. It's not like, oh, it's another Republican.
In the White House. We have people who litigated against civil rights people for registering voters.
I have not said that Donald Trump is just another Republican either, man. I think that we just have a different way of reacting to danger and to bad things.
Hold on. Guys, then you're acknowledging danger. Is that fine? I mean, there's danger.
If I have in any way said that everything that no that there is no problem and everything's gonna be hunky dory,
so
like,
now
that's
you're
not
so
it,
you're
man.
Just policing people's reaction to something that we're both acknowledging.
I'm not policing. Did I tell anyone they couldn't act a certain
way?
Well,
yeah, kinda. I mean, that was what you advocated in the post. That was why we had an argument.
I said in the post, I've seen some shit.
I have an important question.
Yeah, man. Like I said, like it's I handle it in a different fucking way, man. Like being stressed and being worried, I'll handle the shit when it comes. Like that. That's what I'm saying. Like there is a difference in the way people handle and go through stress and trauma, man. And like I don't handle it the same way you do. I need to apologize for that.
No, you don't have to. You have to apologize for policing reactions.
How am I policing reactions? I'm having my own reaction. Like, I'm not telling you can't have yours. Like, the guy asked me if he should be scared about intern camps. No, he shouldn't, in my opinion.
That's fine.
Now, if you want to go scare my friend, like, I'll get him to listen to this podcast. And you can tell him how he should be really panicked.
No, I don't. Go ahead. Okay. Mike, what are you trying to say?
How many votes did Hillary lose by?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Because she won the popular vote. In Florida, she lost by 120,000. Gary Johnson got 200,000. Jill Stein got 64,000.
Okay.
So let's
go ahead and look at the 3,353,421 independent voters.
Okay.
Okay. And what is that in a percentage to those people?
Well, who did they
vote
for?
That's fucking nothing, dude.
Who did they vote for? What are you talking about? Independent voters? What did they do?
No. How many did Hillary lose by?
120,000. What's your point?
Uh-huh. Versus 3 million independent voters in Florida alone.
Okay.
No, there weren't 3 million independent voters in Florida.
That sounds like a lot.
DLS.myflorida.com.
Is that registered or who actually voted?
That's registered.
Registered. Okay, so about less than half of them, or around half of them probably voted, maybe.
I'm talking about the people who voted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what is your point? She lost by
120,000 votes and 270,000 people voted for a third party.
Let's go ahead and cut that in half. That's 1.5 million independent voters in Florida alone.
Okay.
Because only 50% of voters actually voted.
Okay, we'll agree that those voters exist. What is your point?
My point is that one independent vote for a different fucking woman doesn't make a fucking difference.
One vote for nobody, for anybody, doesn't really make a difference, but it's the,
okay, so why are you shitting on me for fucking voting on Jill Stein?
Because the logic is stupid. I mean, if your logic is one vote doesn't make a difference, then no one should vote. Oh, but that's...
Someone please tell me I'm not crazy.
For what?
We all know how voting works, right?
I like how he needed to clarify why.
Legitimately doesn't know how voting works.
We all know how statistics work.
If your point, right? Mike, if your point was that your one vote didn't lose the election, why did you look up how many independents there are? we get it. Your one vote didn't lose the election.
You guys were making a big point about the very small minority of people.
Your logic was something that was likely shared by a lot of people. Your logic, and more of them voted for Gary Johnson. Your logic of, let me describe the logic. I will describe the logic in a way that you will agree with. I will do my best. Rappaport's rules.
Go ahead, because I agree with most of what you say.
The idea that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are roughly equal meant that you don't want either of them. You're happy to put your vote to Jill Stein for the reasons you stated. I'll even believe those reasons. That's fine. You wanted to support a woman. That's fine. Lots of that general reasoning that they're somewhere around 50-50 is what we're trying to argue against. No one vote, of course, made the difference. But the logic...
That's not what lost Hillary the fucking election, dude.
The idea that they're roughly equal... The idea that Trump is not way worse than Hillary, that did lose her the election. That was the reason that a lot of people didn't come and vote, because they believed a lot of this bullshit about conspiracy theory stuff about her and to varying degrees... And they had in my opinion, an inaccurate picture of how bad she is and how not bad Trump is. They had an inaccurate picture. That's what I'm trying
to
fight against.
This is so simple. This is so, so simple. If the 270,000 people who voted third party had voted for Hillary, she would have won Florida.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Some of them would go for Trump. People. I mean.
Yeah.
But that's not. Exactly. That's not the. Again, Thomas. That's not the point. The point is very, very clearly. I'm trying to point out.
No. Let Eli finish. I want to. What, Eli?
Right. So I'm trying to point out that by not voting for Hillary, you understand that you made the decision that lots of other people made. And if you and those other people, I feel fucking insane right now, had instead voted for Hillary Clinton, she would have won.
But the reason I said that didn't matter, Eli, is because if 60,000 people who voted for Trump voted for Hillary, it'd be the same thing. I'm saying his particular logic has to do with viewing Donald Trump and Hillary as roughly equal. That's what I'm trying to fight here. And that we got sidetracked on something because Mike couldn't find a source for his bogus claim about Hillary's belief about
bogus claim or whatever you want to call it. I'll go ahead and fucking do it. I'll let everybody fucking see it. The thing is, if Hillary had won, my sister would right now be on a fucking battleship in the Air Force to go fight a fucking war in Syria.
What is your source?
Before she assumed office? That's pretty crazy.
What is your source for that?
You know what I mean.
No, what is your source? What is your source where Hillary promised to fight a war in Syria? She explicitly said not putting ground troops there.
No fly zone in Syria. No fly zone in Syria. You know who fucking covers the no fly zone? The fucking Air Force.
Actually, you know, that's a great question.
I'm not sending my fucking blood to go fight a goddamn war against somebody who really has no impact on my country because somebody decides that they want to fucking secure a goddamn natural gas pipeline or an oil pipeline.
A claim that you haven't verified. So you have a conspiracy theory
which you haven't verified. I will verify it when I post this entire fucking conversation with goddamn.
Calm down, Mike. Calm down.
Oh, please, by all means. But that's not the point. The point is you have a claim that you haven't verified, which sounds an awful lot like a conspiracy theory, which is the basis for a war.
She said it in the debates.
You're arguing that the no-fly zone in and of itself would just equal war. Is that what you're saying? Like, that just is war?
Why do you think Russia moved their fucking battleships over because they were anticipating a goddamn Hillary presidency. If you enforce a no-fly zone over Syria, that is a major pipeline that is in
Michael,
Russian.
I'm going to read to you from your own article. This is from the HuffPo article you gave me to read just now on this conversation, which I feel insane during. This is Mike Wallace asking her. If you impose a no-fly zone, how do you respond to their concerns? Secondly, if you impose a no-fly zone and Russian plane violates that, does President Clinton shoot that plane down? Clinton stuck to an argument she has made many times. Creating an area where Syrian and Russian planes cannot fly would give U.S. leverage over Syria and Russia to negotiate a political resolution. A no-fly zone can save lives and hasten the end of conflict, she said. With proper planning, Clinton argued, the restriction could accomplish these goals without sparking a larger war. I am well aware
that's
of the really legitimate concerns that you have expressed from both the president and the general. This would not be done just on the first day. This would take a lot of negotiation. It would also take making it clear to the Russians and Syrians that our purpose here was to provide safe zones on the ground. Do you know what she didn't say? Okay. Yes, I would shoot that
plane down. What do we do? We exert our military force over one of the only other nuclear circumstances.
She said negotiate. I'm using the
quote
from the
article. She's not going to fucking negotiate.
Oh, so you know this.
So you know what she's going to, because I'm using the article you sent me. But you also knew that Florida was going to go for Trump. So did you talk to some people at the University of Florida and they told you that she's not going to negotiate? How do you read that you threw some chicken bones? How do you know that she's not going to negotiate?
I was right.
You were right about the thing you said you claimed after the results were in. Yeah,
that's... Thomas, tell me I'm not crazy, baby.
No, I agree. Thomas, it's not real. Look, this is you've decided. Here's what's happening in my opinion.
Eli,
and
you gotta go have that.
Here's the deal. Okay, look, hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Clinton's not gonna try and fucking negotiate with Putin. Putin's a fucking asshole.
Remember when when Hillary was Secretary of State and she did the reset button, let's start negotiating with Putin? You don't think that would be evidence that she would be...
Uh-huh. And how well did that fucking work out? How well did those negotiations go?
Oh, but she's... So now you're saying she would try to negotiate, but they wouldn't go well.
No.
You keep moving the goalposts.
She wouldn't try to negotiate. She'll do the same fucking thing on the extremes do. And say, I'm right, you're wrong, fall in my fucking line.
But Trump is going to be better. He's going to be your...
No, Trump's not going to be any fucking better. That's why I don't like either of them.
You have no source for this. These are just claims you're making. Hillary Clinton murdered Kevin Costner. There you go. I want to play.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. I talk to people on the ground.
I speak to people on the streets.
He's saying that's what you just did.
Look.
That's what he's doing. He's mocking you. Kevin Costner's alive.
This idea.
I'm great. Thomas, don't put this on the internet.
No, you're. Here's what I'm honestly, Mike, you're going to hate me, and that's fine. I don't know if you listened to the episode about the implicit gender bias stuff. That's what's happening here, in my opinion. You formed an opinion somehow along the line through a lot of different people throwing shit at Hillary about nothing, like emails and Benghazi and scandals and all that. You formed the idea that she must be wrong. She must be bad. She must be bad. And so therefore, when she says, oh, I'm going to negotiate. Oh, I'm going to do a no-fly zone. But my goal is to save lives, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to try to do it. You can't just think, she's wrong. You have to think, no, she has some secret. Oh, she has some secret agenda to kill people. That's her secret agenda.
She has some secret agenda. No, that's fucking bullshit, too. But she has interests to fucking protect, dude. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. Like,
what?
This is exactly what I was talking about with the fucking whole speech bubble. I look at everything from fucking argument.
From both sides. So that maybe that's what's happened. So you've accepted horseshit from maybe a right-wing fake news organization to make you think that she... Yeah, you can't just look at stuff from both sides. It doesn't really... I mean, you should read stuff from all sides, but it's not a 50-50 thing in terms of what's substantiated.
No, but you fucking check them and you check the fucking... So send us the article. Send us the report.
That you're fucking looking at, dude.
Yeah. Well, what's the history of her starting?
You listen to both sides. You check their fucking arguments. And unfortunately, in this situation, as far as I can tell, it's true. Hillary's not going to try and like actually negotiate.
What is your source?
She's
going to
do the strong arm negotiation.
What is your source?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you really need me to drop like 20 goddamn links?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You're making insane claims.
Was just such a perfect way to end that. That was exactly a microcosm of the entire show and of the last, I don't know, 50 minutes where just claims were made, no sources. We even gave time to Google, and the sources were just, as you heard, often they were just not what he was saying they were, or that, you know, and that's, I think that's important to hear. Now, it's not like all of us can call our sources instantly live. But keep in mind two things, like we did give him time to Google, and for the claims I make about things, I would be able to tell you the facts that lead me to that conclusion. And I don't have a bunch of facts, I don't have a bunch of beliefs. And if I do, I want to change that. I don't have a bunch of beliefs about Trump or whatever that are based on some weird circumstantial or some feeling about what he's going to do. I have what he said. I have what he said. I have what the people he is hiring have said. There is so much easy proof to at least be afraid of with Trump. It's so easy. And one of the big boneheaded things that we did in this election, that people did in this country, was on one hand have that, on one hand have the man, his words, his bragging about assaulting women, his then simultaneously a bunch of women accusing him of doing exactly what he said he did, who didn't know each other, but notwithstanding that, even just the things he said, even his platform, that's the thing, a point that I want to go back to that I made, even if it were Trump versus Trump, but it's like some bizarro Trump who's a Democrat, and even just that, just him being, having liberal views for me, here's the thing, if you're a conservative, different story. I mean, if you're here, you're sitting, you're listening to the show, you're a conservative, I get why you might have supported Trump or voted third party. But the main people I've been arguing against are actual people who identify as liberals, who think they were the same. There were a ton of them, a ton of liberals who didn't vote, a ton of liberals who said, ah, oh, they're just politicians, that's all, they're all the same, Hillary's just as bad, who said that. That's who I'm arguing against. So just the fact that it was a Democrat versus a Republican, and now there's a horrible Republican, if you can call him that, but someone with worse than Republican views, and a Republican Congress. And that's what we got. Even that alone, even just those, that just bare facts of what Trump was likely going to do with a Republican Congress would have made me vote for Democrat Donald Trump rather than a third party, because there was no value to voting for a third party. There was no benefit to it. It did nothing. It accomplished nothing. Same with not voting. That accomplished nothing. Of course, not voting a company. All it did was give us the final result. That's all. As Andrew Torres has said many times, and I agree with him, there's no message sent. Nobody gets a message. Nobody after the election examining things going, oh, man, some people voted for a third party. You know, 1.7% or if that voted for Jill Stein. Oh, we really need to take a long, hard look in the mirror. No, no message is sent. We have President Trump. That's what happens. And he gets to do whatever he wants with the Republican Congress. That's what happened. That's the message that's sent. No one's getting 4 years. Your vote message isn't going to do anything. But we even tried later on. And I encourage you, if you're interested, you can go to patreon.com/atheist and hear the full exchange. It's way more raw, of course, and it gets a little off the rails. But you can hear where we tried to challenge him on other stuff. Mike eventually says, that fake hate crimes are worse than real hate crimes. Not even kidding. Eli made him repeat that 100 times. It's worth it. By the way, listening to the bonus is worth it just for that. There is a time where Eli, you can actually hear Eli lose his mind officially. He officially is declared no longer competent to stand trial. He's somebody, I actually have power of attorney for Eli now. He lost his mind in the course of this. Part of the reason why I didn't, you know, I was a little negative on the recording. But we tried to get him to talk more about why he viewed them as equal, because in my mind, that's what I've isolated as the culprit. The culprit here, it's not going to solve every problem, of course. There's still conversations we had on last week about trolling and about empathy. That still stands. But the major culprit with this election was this insane belief to me that the two main candidates were anywhere near comparable. And people believe that. And that's what led to staying home, voting third party, or whatever, maybe even voting Trump, because you wanted to shake up the system or something. And that's what I tried to attack. Okay, so that's that. Thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of that conversation. I know it was rough. It's not something I plan to do all the time, but you know what? I do want to try to talk to the people who disagree. There's an idea that there's going to be some ideal person out there that a lot of people said, like, why did you find the two, you know, so no offense, I'm sorry to my guests, but people did tell me, why did you find those people to defend those views? Find somebody, well, I don't know. I would love to talk to Dave Rubin. I've invited him on the show. I would love to talk to Gad Saad. I've reached out to him. No go. He blocked me long ago. I would love to talk to people. I would love, if there are better people to talk to, let me know. Email me. Facebook me, whatever. Tell me who you think I should talk to. I will talk to anybody. I will talk to anybody pretty much because I want to challenge them. I want the chance to challenge them or have them challenge me. And we'll see what happens, you know, and you guys can listen and benefit from the exchange, hopefully. So thank you as always for listening so kindly. And I am so excited to bring you episode 300 part, however many. It's a really cool group of guests and each guest has a different interesting topic, like a mini Atheistically Speaking episode. So it's great stuff and I'm excited. 300. I will see you on Thursday for that.